delighted. It was a wonderful honour last year. Delighted to work with the players. That was the most pleasing part of it, working with our top players, and the opportunity, obviously, to represent your country. And we had a successful outcome, so thrilled to have the opportunity to go again.
And speaking of going again, this time is to Australia. Seems an awful long way to go, though, Paul, for just one test.
Yes, I suppose ideally we would have had two tests, but there was a fear perhaps that there would be no tests, given the fact that the last two series were very one-sided, and obviously Australia didn't select their top players. But over the last number of months, I think they've looked at it very, very seriously and made a decision that they want to be very competitive. They've chosen a very high-quality head coach in Alistair Clarkson, who's current head coach of the Hawthorn in the AFL. They've also decided that the team will be made up only from those players who have been selected as All-Australians. So it will be the top players in the country that will be competing against, and that's what the whole basis of this series was about when it was established back in the 80s, that our best would compete against Australia's best. That hasn't been the case for the last few years, but it will be the case this year, and for that reason I think it's going to be very competitive and a huge challenge for us, and one that I know the players are very excited about, and one that I'm looking forward to immensely.
How difficult was it playing against the Aboriginal players last time? I know it was very laudable and very honourable from what the Australians were doing to play a totally Aboriginal squad for the two tests here in Ireland last year, but it must have been difficult to kind of get your players to raise their game against players who are clearly inferior in the game.
Not at all. On the contrary, I think when the players represent Ireland, it's a massive honour for them, and you know, their preparation, no matter who or what Australians they're up against, will be the same. They take it very, very seriously. And the evidence of that was the performance, particularly in the second test, where they broke all records, international rules records, and played some outstanding football. So, you know, it doesn't matter who we're up against. You know, the players will prepare, you know, as diligently and as well as they would for any team. But there is an extra spice in playing against their top players because obviously it's a greater challenge, and hence the preparation has to be spot on, and it will be this year.
You mentioned earlier on in this interview that the International Rules Series itself was looked at very strongly after last year's two tests and last year's two whitewash games. How close were we to getting this called off altogether?
Well, I wasn't privy to the discussions between the GAA and the AFL, but I'm sure, you know, if the AFL weren't serious about it, it would have been easy for them to say, well, look, let's call it quits at this stage. We haven't been competitive in the last couple of years, and it's too difficult, perhaps, to continue it. But, you know, I think there are some new people at the helm there, and I know that, you know, there were quite, you know, serious discussions between their officials and the GAA at the end of last year's series, and they went away and obviously had a look at it and decided that, yes, this is something that they want to continue with. And, you know, they've obviously, that's been reflected in the choice of manager and the selection process. And I think also the fact that they've chosen Perth as the venue for the game. I think there's a huge Irish community there in Western Australia as well. The fans generally come out in their numbers to support an international competition, given that it is a bit isolated. They don't get too many international competitions over there. So I think Australia are you know, keen to market it very, very aggressively and ensure that there is a full crowd in attendance and make a really spectacular occasion and a great contest.
Yeah, and that contest will be in November after the All-Ireland final series. How confident are you of getting your best players there?
Well, the later date makes it that bit easier. It puts or takes some of the pressure off the players. You know, it's a very difficult period for our top players, those who are still involved in club competition. And naturally, they're trying to serve two masters. They're trying to, you know, commit to their clubs. Obviously, that's their main focus. And also trying to commit to the preparation for the International Rules Series. And that has been difficult, not just last year, but, you know, every manager and every team that has played since the inception would have said the same thing. It is very, very challenging to try and prepare when you have other games going on. The fact that it's later on in the season means we can start our preparation a little bit later. Hopefully a lot of the club county finals will be over at that stage, and we'll have access to all of our, or most of our top players in terms of the preparation. So that's a big positive, the later date as well.
And every good manager always needs a good backup team as well. I'm reading here, you've got Tony Scullion from Derry, Seamus McCarthy from Tipperary, Gerald Fallon from Galway, and Nicholas Walsh from Cavan, but also involved in the GWS Giants as well. So that's your backup team. You're happy enough with that lot?
Absolutely, yeah. That was the same team we had last year, and the lads were terrific. I think we worked really well as a team, and everyone brings different strengths to the management team, and they're delighted to go again, and we're already active. We've been watching a number of the league games, and we'll be certainly watching all of the championship games to look and assess the players who are on form and make sure, as I said, our preparations are as good as they can be.
It also says that the AFL and the GAA are confirming that discussions are well advanced around some modifications to the rules. Are you privy to those?
Well, I'm aware that there are discussions going on. I would hope that there are no significant changes to the rules. I've gone on record before saying that I don't think there is a need for any rule changes. I think all that is required is that the Australians play their best players. When they've done that in the past, they've been extremely competitive, and the games have been very exciting, and I don't see a need for any rule changes. However, I do know that the Australians are keen to have a role for their ruckman, which is the giant, you know, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10" player who contests all the hitouts. That's a big part of their game, and they feel that the international rules probably doesn't serve the ruckman that well. So I don't expect that there would be significant changes. There may be some minor changes, but I don't think it'll change the nature of the game.